Okay, what do we got up to? Alkane Azarti. Okay, Alkane Azarti ki gever kal tzai baz Hashem yisbara chani lad medas. And therefore, the Kabbalah Tzai is talking and he's saying that he strengthened himself to perform this task with the help of Hashem, who gives man wisdom. What task was this? V'kibasi kol dini lashon hara rechilas al sefer. He gathered all the laws of lashon hara rechilas in this one sefer. Likati osam mikol makom sum bazer mishas b'ruposkim. Rami Rambam asmag shar tshuva l'rabbeinu Yona. Shehem he'iru lanu he'inayim b'lakazum. He gathered all these sources that are scattered throughout Shas and Paiskim. It was definitely a difficult job. For example, the Rambam, the Smag, Shai Chula Ben Yonah as well, who enlightened us in regarding the halacha of Lashon Hara. The Gamli Tati Eza Dinim Yimash Masati B'Shivas Ma'arik U'Shai Chivas Hashaya Klein L'Din Yizah. And he also gathered different dinim that came about from the Chuva from the Ma'arik and other Chuvas. So he just definitely made life very easy. Nihilakti Sefer L'Shnei Chalakim. He divided the sefer into two parts: Hilchos Issur Lashon Hara and Hilchos Issur Rechilas. Ukashi Zakinia Oyon Ere Bli Neder Lachaber El Elu Shnei Cholakim Od Chelak Shlishi. So Chabad Chaim, when he first was writing this, he was hoping, and he said Bli Neder, you know, without promising, that he was going to write a third part, which is referring to Shmiras Lashon. Asher Bo Yikubach Kol Ma'amarim Maniskar BeGemar Midrashim Mizara Kadosh Min Yizah. This third chelak would be would gather all the different maimarim that speak about, that quote the gemaras and midrashim and the zohars. Kimetov zeh yivar oitzim sakar ba'olam hazav olam haba lemish nizrim ba'avon zeh ugadol einish lemish over hazeh. They'll speak about the great schar in this world and the next for someone who's careful from speaking lashon hara, and then unfortunately the great punishment as well to warn us. Va'kach hilati zalakos leklalim. And so that's just a side point. But outside of the first chelak of Yisrael Lashon Hara and Mechilas, the Chofetz Chaim also hilatis halakas leklalim. He separated all the halakas to different klalim to make it easier. Different categories. The whole klal has kama si'ifim. Each one has many different points. Kesh yaritza karibo, in order to make it easier for the reader. Ukumat b'chol klal si'yarti eza si'yir mashayach in leklazah. In each category, he gave us a few examples that are relevant to us nowadays. In order that a person can ponder it and think how he can apply it practically. This sefer, he refers to as Chofetz Chaim. The name is based off of Pasuk. Mia Isha Chofetz Chaim. Who's the one who desires life? If you really want life, so you work on, you're careful from speaking Lashon Hara. And in order that the reader should not get lost, because these dinim has a big arichas, big elaboration. So he divided it into two. Hapnim v'hu alacha b'kitzar yosis akar berakol advarim. What you see in front of us is pretty much a clarification of the alachas. Yikra b'shem makor hakayim. So that's referred to Makor HaChaim, the source of life. Ki adibur sheba adam hu yotzi mikach nefesh chayi sherbo. Because speech comes from the nefesh. U'kmo shekas v'ya adam nefesh chaya. He was a living soul. What does that mean? That Hashem gave us the ability to speak. U'ber saviv lo yikari b'shem ber mayim chayim. And the explanation that's under it, right next to it, is referred to as the ber mayim chayim. Ki ha-be'er shedalisi menu es Makor HaChaim apanimi. Because this is like the well in which the source of life is drawn from, right? So there's going to be certain times where we're going to have to read the Ber Mayim Chaim to really get this even a simple understanding. And he quotes all the sources and explains it very well. Says Kishmak, the Eda Achi Akara, know my brother, the reader. Shafil Kol Davar Pasha Shimsu B'Fini Marisis Makor Ber Mayim Chaim. Even anything that's even very simple, they may find the Makor HaChaim. I also brought the source for in the Ber Mayim Chaim for the sake of. Chofetz Chaim wanted that it should be clear to people that everything he wrote in the sefer is not like a nice thing or mias kasidus. It's halacha, right? Continues. So the Chofetz Chaim is making a request for the from the reader. Ula yimsa eza davar shaloya neroloy bashkaf rishona be'etzma den. Perhaps a person at first glance, he will see something. He will feel it's not actually the halacha. Kiyomer shu chumra ba'am. The person will say that it's just a chumra. Rikas alashim lo sarach, or he elaborated without need. It was unnecessary. Or kitzur lashon, or he shortened what was expected of us by shortening the sentence explaining the halakha. Ba'al yamar lahakli sadavar lo mishkagahi. Don't be so quick to assume that the Chofetz Chaim was mistaken until you look very well in the Berachot Chaim and all of the categories that are required to understand this halacha. Ki achim yekser lo klal echad melachozu lo yavin shar lacha lashuro. Because if a person is missing an understanding in one of the klalim, so it'll be very difficult. Most likely, he will lack the understanding in other halachas properly. Because the Chofetz Chaim himself, and he was one of the Gedolei Ador, not the Gedolei Ador, he looked very careful to understand the halachas in each and every sif. In fact, he even spoke with his contemporaries who were Gedolei Torah. And he searched so much in order to make sure that he didn't find any stira to what he wrote in other places in Shas. Should I finish this book? The Kampam Yantabinian Echad Kamayamim, Ashrachi Alaka Lamitabas Shemis Barak. Chofetz Chaim himself, he says that he works very hard numerous days on certain alakas in order to make sure he got clarity in it. That Kavala Shemis Barak, Yakarisha Yishman Lebreno Ela, the Ain Hate to Bokokai Alaka, Enam Yaksu Misharan Kiko, Milo, Umilo, Shibifnima Saver Nikova Bidika Gaden. And Hashem, and the Chofetz Chaim hopes that Hashem will give Siyat Yishmaya to the reader, that when he's reading and he'll take it seriously, he'll get himself involved and he'll be able to see the truth in each and every word that's written in the Sefer, and the din should be clear to him. There are times where the Chofetz Chaim felt that maybe he should have changed the wording in order to make it short or longer to make it easier to understand, but he shied away from doing that because to keep the lashon of the Rambam in the Paiskim was very important to him in order that people should be able to see it themselves from the Rambam. And anyone who judges the Chofetz Chaim favorably on why he did what he did when he did it, so Hashem will judge him favorably as well. Shkaya. Thank you.